out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a couple minutes after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com.
You rat bastards.
However, wherever, whenever you are receiving us, we appreciate every moment of your brain and ear hole time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of shit to get to and talk about, I'm sure. Because, you know, Trump's still president and shit. And
the
Republicans still exist and shit. So a lot of outrage to talk about. Strap in. Join us.
Right.
Strap on. Join us.
Yes.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And earlier when we were having lunch with my mother, we were talking about this Roseanne and all the love she's showing for our great fucking leader in the press, praising her for her fucking show. You know, I don't know. Ease up on that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it, so I can't judge. But
I haven't either.
There are
either,
too many right-wing nut job fuckwads who are just giddy,
yes,
turgid, hard, moist, thrilled over the fact that finally
Right.
some good conservative programming, but it's kind of not from what I can glean from what it is her character is the Trumpist on the show. I'm not sure that there are any others. There may be.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not going to turn her out to be like any Archie Bunker. She's not going to let
Right.
herself be made the clown.
I don't know. I mean, you're right. I haven't seen the show either. But I didn't like what she said about Schittler. I didn't. He's nice to
her.
Well,
he called her.
He's nice to her because she's a rich, famous person with a successful television show, and she's not Muslim or a dreamer or gay or trans.
I don't think any of that would matter as long as she likes him.
Yeah. It's just like, but it's a betrayal to those people. It is.
Well, sure.
You're propping up this guy, you know, and Roseanne, you're rich.
Wasn't she a LGBTQ icon for a while? I mean, she's very liberal when it comes
Right.
to that.
It's
but
just
for
like,
some reason, she's into this Trump shit, man. I don't
You celebrities
don't
out there, we need you to think about the context when you deal with Schittler. Yes, he's nice to you. That doesn't mean in public you need to suck his dick and legitimize the guy to your fucking fan base. Nobody likes that.
Oh God, there's a over at Deadline Hollywood.
Yes.
Commie Pinko liberal.
Effete.
Hollywood.
Yes.
Rag. The headline says Roseanne revival's huge debut stuns Hollywood, prompts soul searching.
In Hollywood.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, listen, I mean, again, we don't know. We haven't seen the show, but the idea that I know the spin is that it's finally a show showing both sides of what's going on, but there aren't two sides.
Well, you know, and it did really well in areas that Trump won. It says top TV markets where Roseanne delivered its highest ratings were in states handily carried by Trump. Number one, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yay. Followed by Cincinnati, right, and Kansas City, Missouri. The only marquee city from a blue state in the top 10 was Chicago.
Fuck you.
Number five, which is where they set the series.
Right. I mean, you know, the job of, I feel like, art, Hollywood movies, TV, and shit like that is to tell this story in the right context, you know?
The top market of the country, New York, was not in the top 20.
Right. I mean, you know.
Number two, Los Angeles, was not in the top 30.
Right. I'll tell you this much. Jimmy Fallon mussed his hair, humanized this motherfucker during the election. His show, and not that I matter, I don't fucking matter. He's dead to me. He doesn't exist anymore in Entertainmentville, USA. Because fucking Schindler's a goddamn fascist.
And they're trying to, I wonder if it's going to hold, but they're saying that they're amazed at the younger demographic that showed right up.
Yeah, me too. You want to see Roseanne? Who gives a fuck?
From the previous Roseanne, I mean, if it's good, but the previous Roseanne series, 88 to 97, it says those, even the youngest of the 18 to 49er viewers,
yes,
are now at the very top or outside that demographic range from the previous series.
Right.
But still, it got a really good rating in that 18 to 49 demo. The two leads, Roseanne Barr and John Goodman, are both 65 years old.
I love John Goodman. I mean, maybe these maybe the show isn't just like pro Trump, and there is like a Archie Bunker element to it. Although I read something that said that they aren't doing that, but what do I know? I mean,
the new show, they say, is tapping into the zeitgeist of middle America, tackling its economic problems and political leanings head on. There was a curiosity how Roseanne would address Trump, which the show did in the first episode. In an encouraging sign, the novelty did not wear off, with the second episode rating even higher than the opener.
Higher in what?
Ratings. The ratings were higher from the second one.
So, there's been two so far?
I guess I'll have to watch. I wonder if they were like one after the other. But blowing, it blew past projections with a 5.2 in the 18 to 49, 18.2 million total viewers.
Wow.
Which remarkably drew 10% more viewers than the original series final finale 21 years ago.
Oh, shit.
And didn't they, I mean, this is, you know, a suspending disbelief, they killed off John Goodman at the end of Roseanne.
Did they really?
I'm pretty sure they did. They killed husband.
You're getting it confused with Treme. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you're watching Treme, you know, don't get too attached to John Goodman's character per se. You know what I mean? Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's a great character too.
It was a fucking insane way for somebody to die.
There's a show that says how Roseanne undid the original series finale and brought Dan Connor back to life.
Oh my God. That's like, what was that? There used to be a show. I don't know if you
well,
remember
Dallas.
It.
They did.
Yeah, the drama Dallas.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, I'm way too young
Didn't
for
it
that.
Patrick,
but
who was that who played Patrick Ewing? Fuck me. Patrick Ewing's a basketball player. Patrick Duffy.
Duffy. The family was the Ewings.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Ewing really was a basketball player, right? I'm not insane.
Yes.
Okay.
But the...
God damn.
Who
shot JR?
The all I know about that is that they ended up saying that a whole season was a dream sequence.
Right.
Which is the biggest cop-out.
That's such bullshit.
On the planet, yeah.
Hey, if any of our listeners out there remember Dallas.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, tweet us who shot JR. I can't remember.
Oh, I remember who shot JR.
Was it attempted? It was attempted suicide by Larry Hagman, right?
No, it was... what's her name? Brown-haired... well, anyway. But that was a big thing. That was like the whole country was like,
right,
oh my God,
right,
who shot JR?
Tweet us at Crab Diving.
And that was the finale of a season, and they shot... film-wise, they filmed every single character shooting him. Oh, shit. That even so the actors wouldn't know, so that the crew wouldn't know. They had a scene of almost every single character on the show shooting him.
Well, damn, why don't they release that on Netflix, though? You can say who shot JR and see all the fucking endings. Why not do that? I, who's looking for that? Who gives a fuck?
Who knows? Nothing's new. They're bringing everything fucking back, so maybe they'll probably try to bring Dallas back.
I mean, I like Laurie Metcalf on Roseanne, and I like that show. I mean, I was never a huge fan of it. I don't know.
As viewers of the much maligned ninth season of Roseanne remember well, the show's original series finale saw Roseanne Connor, Roseanne Barr.
She related to Sarah Connor.
Reveal that the entire season has been a work of fiction, and the heart attack her dear husband suffered at their daughter Darlene's wedding at the end of episode 8 was actually a widowmaker. That's right, he was dead.
Now he's not. It is the Terminator. It is Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor came back in time, took Dan back, unshot him, and then delivered him back to whenever this fucking show starts.
John Goodman was attached to the revival. And the writers would have to find a way to undo it and wipe away what had happened. Do you want a spoiler alert?
Yeah. From Roseanne? From what happened during the last show?
Yeah, I guess you would have had seen the previous one, too. When they killed off Dan. But anyway, they're bringing
him back. They bring him back, Jesus style.
In the first moments of the premiere episode, with the camera trained on the iconic living room, we hear Roseanne off camera shouting Dan's name. The action quickly cuts to the couple's bedroom, where Dan awakens from his slumber, sleep apnea mask and all. Roseanne walks in there and says, "I thought you were dead." "I'm sleeping. Why God does everybody damn. Always think I'm dead?" He says, "That's it. Fuck it. Fuck
they
it.
Don't care.
It's theater. I respect that, actually.
Yeah.
I thought you were dead. God Everybody damn. Always thinks I'm dead. Move on.
Yeah, who cares? I guess. Right. Right.
I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
I'll check out an episode or two. We'll see.
I don't want
to see. If it's written well, I don't care that there's a Trump-liking character on it.
As long as I'm not watching fucking propaganda for this fucking fascist.
Well, it's going to be a little.
Well, I'm not
Roseanne's character because she was liberal propaganda back in the day.
Did they need to have a voice like on Archie? They need an Edith and a.
Well, they do.
What's her face?
Her sister. The screen caps I've seen at one point, she shows up at the house wearing a pink T-shirt that says "Nasty Woman," and she's got a pink pussy hat on.
Yeah, Trump's calling her, sucking her dick. You know, that makes me nervous.
Well, that's because the media's. Painting it as I don't know, a Trump people's victory or something like that. We'll see if it holds out, but I don't know. Maybe there's a lesson, Tim Allen. Write something funny.
Oh, yeah.
How about being funny?
Come on. You don't think it's funny? It was a whole show built around, was he Tool Time? He had a TV show?
No, the new one.
Oh,
The one that was, that they're still squealing about that was, it had decent, baseline ratings, but the
somebody's tweeting us about who shot JR. It was Kristen.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. No,
thank you at Lynette Drake.
Was it Denise Crosby's character, I think, or
I don't remember.
Somebody Crosby.
Fuck yeah.
I remember from my history lessons.
Oh, yes. I remember from AP history class.
I was just a gleam in my parents' eyes.
I remember that shit. I remember being at a fish fry somewhere in the panhandle of Florida, my aunt and uncle talking about
where
that
we are
shit.
Now, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Lots
Yay!
Going. So we'll check out Roseanne and other people check out Roseanne and tweet us, tell us what you thought. Or if anybody watched it, let us know what you thought.
Yeah.
Crab Diving on the Twitter, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay!
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Everything you get, we get a little commissione.
Oh, wee
doesn't
wee.
Cost you fuck all. Just
fuck all.
Helps me pay for Kate's vet's bills.
Oh, yes. Well, our intern got some drugs.
Our intern got some drugs today. Kate is a 17-year-old Jack Russell Terrier.
And a lot of people think she's our intern.
Well, that's because we call her the intern and sometimes fail to mention that
she's a dog. Right.
She's in... Everybody at the vets here was amazed at how old she is and the shape she's in. But she's got a couple issues. She's 7 fucking 10 years old a dog.
How many? What is that in dog years?
117,000.
Is it really?
But she's not 80s, probably.
Yeah, 80s. Damn, Kate.
And but she is. I mean, for a small dog, for a bigger dog, she'd be like 130. But she's got some arthritis issues. So
and the doctor was effusive, right?
Oh, he was, yeah.
Kind of like that rear admiral who's going to be in charge of the VA.
Oh, yeah, Kate could live to be 200.
Dude, I was listening to reruns of his review of Schindler's Health. My God, he all but jacked off in front of the camera talking about his weight, his really labs. Gross, yeah. Oh, God, he's got the best genes.
And he also mentioned God.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! The fuck, we live in Iran.
We'll see if this guy. I mean, he's an admiral, you know, and he's an accomplished physician and everything like that. But the largest staff he's handled
staff
is
sword fight
is like 30, 40 people.
God, I mean,
and now he's like the second largest bureaucracy in our whole government.
They need, you know, what they need? They want to find somebody to run the VA that's like. This is going to sound so fucking stupid. Go to some horrible fucking accounting firm. Find some horrible fucking guy's got some poor motherfucker buried in the basement in the file room of the worst business ever. And they're in charge of finding all the hard copies of
delivering
all the bullshit.
Faxes to people?
No, not somebody like me. Somebody good, you know, that's real good at their job. About finding shit. Hire that guy.
That was that's part of the crab diving origin story. Oh, Ryan, yes. Ryan and I both worked temped at the same business in Chicago as actors. Right.
God, the most evil place I worked, the most evil place is that insurance firm.
And I worked that same place. Did you really?
Insurance brokerage? My boss sold kidnapping ransom policies. I got to see how much a payoff was. If you got nabbed down in Brazil and somebody cut your finger off, I saw how much the company gives you.
I think it was the same one.
Not
same
enough.
Company, and that was a place where the manager told me to bring a book because I worked too fast. And
oh my God.
And literally,
bring a book.
One of the other employees was like, "You're making us look bad."
Yeah, don't.
And I wasn't working my. It's a temp job. Trust me, I wasn't busting my ass. Oh,
slow
too
down.
Much.
You're right.
But they just did nothing there. Nothing. And that's my experience in big business.
They don't give a
Everybody
fuck.
Thinks all these big giant corporations are these well-oiled machines. You talk about bureaucracy and redundancy.
Nobody's doing shit.
Right. And it's how can I get ahead and do less?
Right.
How can I make more money, get the corner office and lunch?
Yeah.
And play golf.
My
and
boss,
have meetings for my job.
My boss at the kidnapping ransom place, all he would do is put together a packet that he got from some insurance place, give it to me, I put it in an envelope, and it would go to somebody, the client, is the middleman. In the meantime, my boss would poke his head over at me in the cube, and he would like to show off his knowledge of Caddyshack quotes. He could quote the whole fucking movie.
He's prairie dogging.
He's like Gunga Galunga, Gunga Galunga. Like, how much are you making, motherfucker? He's made a lot of fucking money to do nothing.
It's really it's crazy.
I should have stayed there.
And 99.9% of meetings and meeting time is a colossal fucking waste.
Sorry,
you're not going to convince me otherwise.
Everybody's fucking, you know, they're angling for a donut. They want a Boston cream donut. They don't give a fuck about a meeting.
Yeah,
they don't care.
It's just a real. That's why, you know, we throw shit upon the suggestion that someone successful at big business would be a good political leader.
They're Trump.
It's kind of just the opposite.
It's Trump. There's a lot of guys in business like Trump. They don't do shit. They harass people, walk around, wave their dick about. You know what I mean? Nothing.
Let's see what the headlines are today. So I'm a little bit behind because a little bit out of touch today because we had an awesome lunch with your mom.
Oh, that's right.
And then and then I had veterinarian fest. So let's see what's going on.
Kate's got great genes, apparently.
We'll be discovering the very Trumpian.
She lying about her weight like Trump.
No, the first thing we did was weigh her.
Yeah.
14 pounds.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. That's the wrong button.
You hit the wrong one.
Try that one.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I think the tramadol's kicking in because Kate's looking a little zombie like.
Oh, shit.
From the Crab Diving News Studios deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. March 29th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
Very fervent. These are your headlines.
Tramadoids and opioids.
What?
Tramadol. Tramadol's an opioid?
I think it is.
God damn it, Kate. I don't want to get... Is she going to get hooked on that shit?
I hope not. Wait, what's the price of these? Where's the pill? What's the price of these fucking pills?
I don't know.
I think it's only for a little while to get a handle on the inflammation.
She's over there chopping it up and snorting it. You can see.
I took tramadol. It's
Is it good?
I didn't enjoy it.
No. Oh.
It's a different class. It's a different type.
Ooh.
Of it didn't give me that warm fuzzy feeling.
What?
Like your codeines or your oxys.
So it's not okay.
It's not that I'm a prescription drug addict. I was a tennis pro, and had many injuries. So I've had pain medicine.
Who's not a fan of the oxy?
I've had a lot of pain medicine over the years.
Sure.
But yeah, tramadol I didn't like.
Damn, Big Pharma.
I didn't like the feeling it gave me.
Big Pharma, go back to the drawing board with that one.
Kate hasn't. Rung in yet on
yes
mother rang hasn't rung hasn't rang
you rang
I don't know the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
It Fate
Huff Post
says
torture apologist's top defense goes up in smoke.
Oh shit.
Well, I don't know the anything fuck are about we this
fucking talking about.
It's a Huff Post exclusive.
Oh shit.
Torture apologists cite the military's use of waterboarding trainees in defense of Gina Haspel.
Okay.
Trump's nominee for CIA director.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they say, well, you know, if you're going to be a trainee, for this, you get waterboarded, just so you know what it's like. But the military stopped doing it in 2007 because it's too brutal.
Right,
to your own people.
They stopped the training portion of it.
Well, they would waterboard you to let you know what it's like.
Oh, my God.
And now enough people have done it where they're like, this is torture.
Yeah, we get it. Maybe we don't do this.
Right. We don't stick bamboo shoots under people's fingernails for training.
Yeah. What are we, so the they Catholic know what it's Church like. With the Inquisition?
For years, the U.S. military used waterboarding, a centuries-old torture technique, to train American troops to resist interrogation if captured. Torture apologists. Torture apologists.
Let me tell you something.
We have torture apologists in 2018.
We have horrible people in this country. I don't know what their fucking problem is, but listen, if it's a centuries-old torture method, then it's not good. We don't want to do anything anybody was doing to anyone centuries ago, do we? What are you looking at the window?
I'm watching I can't see what the brand is, but it's styrofoam cup drink rolling around the yard.
Hey, who caught my
attention.
Littering. God damn, these
out
motherfuckers.
Here in Crab Diving Studios.
You know how big that bag, that ball of shit is out in the Pacific? It's
getting
huge.
Bigger, yeah. Now that Gina Haspel, veteran CIA officer, who reportedly oversaw a secret prison, where an alleged terrorist was waterboarded. She's Trump's pick to become the next director of the CIA.
No. How about no?
Some of her supporters are citing the military's use of waterboarding to defend her.
Yes.
Liz Cheney.
Ugh.
God, she's in Congress. I didn't know. I forgot about that.
Is Liz Cheney Dick's daughter?
Republican Congresswoman, daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, tweeted in defense of Haspel earlier this month that the enhanced interrogation techniques are the same as those used we use on our own people. How? But that's not true.
Yeah, and why does that make it okay, though? I mean,
because in 2007, the Pentagon quietly banned it altogether. Who was president in 2007?
It was W, right?
Well, right. So even under W, they were like, ooh, wow. Right. You know, we can't do this
even
waterboarding
under
shit
W.
Anymore.
Please clap.
Oh, God, Jeb, you loser. That thing, that story about Jeb today is kind of funny where he
took a shot at...
said, he goes, my kids actually love me.
Yeah, yeah, something
and
like
then,
that.
And then dickhead Don Jr. fired back at Twitter.
But that's funny because...
He didn't say.
Well, he didn't say it was right. Trump's kids.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Don, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that your dad loves you. I know. Here's what we know about your dad. He loves Ivanka, right? He told what's her fuck he loved her. What's her name? Karen
McDougal.
He told Karen McDougal he loved her. He loves grabbing pussy. He probably, I don't know, he loves McDonald's. He loves racism.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo is saying that they're one of the right wing who are for some reason it's torture. Yeah. Of course they are. They're punishment.
Right.
Porn people.
Yeah. I mean,
they delight in the thought of somebody roasting in hell for eternity.
Guys,
they love the fact that, right. that one idiot on our Facebook page in response to a story about that dude that was killed in his backyard, his grandmother's backyard.
Yeah.
Shot 20 times for holding a cell phone while black.
Yes.
This person posted, he shouldn't have run.
Dude, go.
He shouldn't have run. If that is your mindset, you're a subhuman. You're a knuckle dragger,
right.
And you better not pretend you're a Christian. Claim to be a Christian.
These white people, they want to tell black people how to behave all the fucking time. You go, I don't know, man, you go be black. You go get pulled over for no fucking reason. You go have cops shake you down because you're, you know, what's going on? Is she okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just okay. Checking on her.
You know what I mean? It's like you be black for a second instead of white, instead of your white privileged skin.
Sure.
I have no idea what it's like to be black. I'm asked, what'd you run? What do you think? The cops harass black people.
Right. Look at
what the fuck?
Freddie Gray was guilty of nothing.
Why?
Nothing.
Yes.
But he saw cops and he ran away because he knows what cops do to young black men.
And they did it to him.
And they caught him.
And they fucking
and
did
they
it to him.
Hogtied him and threw him in the back of a paddy wagon and snapped his neck.
No one, there's so many white people that don't think about racism in a sane way that like they want to pretend like people aren't racist anymore for some fucking reason. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, we should be all losing we should consider ourselves in a law enforcement emergency or do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like all of a sudden we have cell phone, everybody has cameras, and now all of a sudden we have evidence of all this police brutality, killing. We don't think it's been happening forever.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
At Polite Radical on Twitter, if Liz Cheney is on your side, you're prob a shit monster and should probably be in jail. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Polite Radical, most deaf. Shit monster.
Thanks for listening and thanks for tweeting.
Mike Pence is like, ooh, shit monster. Color me there. Think he's into scat stuff, Pence?
Man, who knows?
I mean, you got it. He's got to be into some crazy shit, you know.
The opening day for baseball.
Oh yes, Cubs won.
Very happy. Yeah, couple of dingers and
yes.
Was it Rizzo and
Rizzo, Schwarber, Ian Happ? Hey man, they beat Derek Jeter's team. Nah.
Yeah, I saw the little bit I saw of it. They were interviewing Jeter ahead of time.
He's so upset he's going to go break up with a supermodel.
So those are your headlines. That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Repo is dredging
man.
Up.
MAGA.
Pope declares no hell? ?
Wait a second. That fucks everything up for these religious people. No hell. Hold on.
I'd really be sad. But aren't all the homos gonna roast for eternity?
That's, you know, that is a good point. If you're one of these evangelicals and you believe all of a fucking sudden that there's no hell, then where are all the gay people going in your mind? And then why are you going to church and praying all the fucking time if there's, you know?
This is
I love it.
CNSnews.com?
Oh shit.
I think it's a Christian-y thing.
Christian shitbag news.
Christian ninny suckwad news.
Right.
The headline says, Pope Francis says there is no hell. In another interview with his longtime atheist friend,
what?
Eugenio Scalfari.
Oh, wee wee.
Pope Francis claims that hell does not exist and the condemned souls just disappear.
Okay. Here's a problem with that, Popey Dopey. You've got all these guys that work for you that molest children, and I think sometimes they're like, well, if I only molest one this month, maybe I won't burn in hell. I better not do two.
Well, you just go into a box with another priest and say sorry.
Yeah. But now there's no hell, they might, you know, they might molest more kids.
It says this is a denial of the 2,000-year-old teaching of the Catholic Church about the reality of hell and the eternal existence of the soul. The interview was published March 28th in La Repubblica.
Oh, oui, oui.
In Italia.
Repubblico. There's no hell all of a sudden? Are you shitting me?
The relevant section on hell was translated by the highly respected Rorate Caeli website.
Hey, Pope, go the whole way. Then say there's no fucking God. Come on.
He says, Scalfari asked the Pope, Your Holiness, in our previous meeting, you told me our species will disappear in a certain moment and that God, still out of his creative force, will create new species. You've never spoken to me about the souls who died in sin and will go to hell to suffer it for eternity.
Yes.
You have, however, spoken to me of good souls admitted to the contemplation of God. But what about bad souls? Where are they punished? Pope Francis answered, they are not punished. Those who repent obtain the forgiveness of God and enter. This is all such bullshit.
This is all so dumb.
This is all such bullshit.
Did they go to Middle Earth? Did they go to the shower?
Those who repent obtain the forgiveness of God and enter the rank of souls who contemplate him.
So I get to go to the rank of souls and sit around and then
think about God.
Oh, that sucks. That is hell. But that is hell.
But those who do not repent and cannot, therefore,
yes,
be forgiven,
right,
disappear. There is no hell.
Oh, I'm disappearing.
There is the disappearance of sinful souls. You know, I've seen that
great
before, that the argument that there's no hell, just an absence of being nuzzling up to the taint of the Lord.
You don't get any taint nuzzle?
So and I've kind of heard that one before.
And then our pets, just what happens? Do they just disappear?
But the Catholic Church does teach, however, that there's a real hell, if I remember my catechism correctly.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, guys, if you just all of a sudden you say, hey, we were wrong about this hell thing, then what else were you wrong about? You know, what other bullshit are you going to divorce yourself from for some reason? Why even make this? Just tell people that there's a hell. Why go to this trouble?
Pope Benedict, the last Popey Dopey, who retired, who was like, fuck this, I'm done.
Who was the weird one that was kind of had all those Nazi youth ties? That's
Pope Benedict.
Oh, okay, great.
Ratzinger.
Nine!
Said in a sermon in 2007, Jesus came to tell us that he wants us all in heaven and that hell, of which so little is said in our time, exists and is eternal for those who close their hearts to his love.
Well, right.
It doesn't surprise me that Benedict is a little bit more punishment culture-y.
I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think. What is that song? Who sings that song? Hell is for children.
Mm,
damn.
No say.
No say.
The Vatican released a statement.
Pat Benatar.
After the report garnered worldwide attention.
Yes.
From the Vatican. Il Santo Padre Francesco ha ricevuto recentemente il fondatore del Quotidiano La Repubblica. The Holy Father Francis recently received the founder of the newspaper La Repubblica in a private meeting on the occasion of Easter, without, however, giving him any interviews. What is reported by the author in today's article is the result of his reconstruction, in which the textual words pronounced by the Pope are not quoted.
Yes.
No quotation of the aforementioned article must therefore be considered as faithful transcription of the words of the Holy Father.
Okay.
So they're saying he was misquoted.
Oh, okay. About hell? And now we have hell? No, he's misquoted saying there's no hell.
That the guy who wrote it, yeah, somehow misquoted it or got lost in translation or something. But the Holy Father would never say no hell.
God. Yeah, he said it. He clearly said it. You know. So now what, you fucking liars? Is there hell or is there not a hell?
And
what magic do we believe in?
You know what? I think it's it might be Catholic News Service, CNS, or Christian News. But the comments down below, there's a bunch of conservative Catholics. Someone needs to drop this anti-pope in Afghanistan. He's not even Christian.
No, shut up. You believe in bullshit. You're full of shit. You prop up a church that rapes children. You're an idiot.
This one says, not sure we should trust what an atheist says about the pope.
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
There's a credibility issue there that's insurmountable. Atheists can't be credible.
Fuck you. By my very nature, I'm more credible than you, you fuck. If there was evidence of God and you showed it to me, and I would believe it. My mind is open to the fact that, yeah, if you showed me evidence that God exists, I'd believe it. But you, these people, they don't have that ability, right? They will never not believe in God. That's immovable for them because they know best. It's fucked up.
Atheists truly are the biggest condescending a-hole bigots out there.
Yeah, I'll be condescending to you, you fuck. Yeah, I'll be condescending to this guy. Bring it, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. Yeah, I hate
that's
that.
Like this. That's like Mel Gibson's peeps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these ultra-conservative Catholics who want to go back to the fucking Latin masses and shit.
Right. God, dude, these Pat Benatar lyrics are fucked up because hell. Hell is for children, and you know that their little lives can become such a mess. Hell is for children, and you shouldn't have to pay for your love with your bones and your flesh. Damn, that's some dark shit. Damn, Pat Benatar.
Did she write?
I don't know. Siri, did Pat Benatar write Hell is for Children?
So that's the headline over at the
that's crazy.
The Drudge Report. The Pope declares no hell?
Does that blow your mind? You were raised Catholic.
They don't like the Pope. If he actually said that, yeah, a little bit. Not that I disagree with him. Right, I agree with that half. I also agree with the half that there's no heaven.
What about the part, though, where you're just thinking about God for eternity?
Well, I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Have
Jim and Lori Baker denounced hell yet? Have they?
I don't think so, though. Are you kidding me?
That's their favorite part.
Yeah, they're putting together the marshmallows on the skewers, getting ready to roast on all the homos.
Ooh.
All the roasting gays and atheists.
Lori would be like, where'd all the abortion doctors end up?
Like
then?
True loving Christians.
Oh, yes.
Want everyone to suffer for eternity.
You fucking pervs.
The sad faces. Over to the on the conservative side.
Yes.
Because Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
God damn, when you say all of his names, it sounds like I picture him riding a horse in one of those little Civil War outfits with a sword and the whole bit. Well, maybe a hood.
Who knows what he does on weekends?
Give me my sheets.
Maybe borrows Sassy. goes riding.
Do they share a horse?
Roy Moore's horse, sure. Really,
they ride together.
Roy, can I borrow Sassy? I got a Klan ride this weekend.
God, Alabama, one of your guys is rapey, the other one's racist. I mean...
Oh, well, I'm not sure they're mutually exclusive.
Oh, are you saying...
They're just right. More famous for those two. You mean to tell me that Roy Moore isn't racist? Come on.
I don't know. I mean, well, has he ever said anything racist? He said homophobic
sure
shit.
Sure, he has.
Yeah. Who do you think said the N-word more?
Today?
No, yeah, Roy Moore or Sessions.
Per minute?
Roy Moore or Sessions. It's got to be Sessions.
I'm going for Sessions on that one. Yeah. Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III revealed today that a federal prosecutor is evaluating certain issues involving the FBI, the Clinton Foundation, and Uranium One. But that doesn't mean shit. Somebody's looking into it.
Yes.
Air quotes, eye roll.
You know how I feel about that? It's like, we know from our intelligence community that Russia is fucking with us.
Russia
in a cyber way. And no one's doing dick about it.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about the Clintons.
So, you know, Republican team treason has been squealing for a special counsel, a second one, an anti-Mueller,
right,
to rip open the everything Clinton, everything Obama,
right,
everything FBI, everything Attorney General, and Justice Department, and try to posthumously destroy the Obama administration.
It would be like you're on the Titanic. In this analogy, help me with this analogy. The Titanic, we're the country. The Titanic is America. It's sinking. It hit an iceberg. The iceberg is Russia and Trump. And it would be the equivalent of the Republicans. Instead of trying to fix the hole in the boat and keep our country from sinking, it would be like them instead doing fill in the blank. You know what I mean?
Praying.
Well, yeah, praying. Yeah, that's it. Something like that.
Thoughts and prayers.
Something stupid. God.
But they're sad face because today he basically said no special counsel for you.
For the Clinton thing, right?
Yeah.
You've had enough.
In a letter directed to Chuck Grassley, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte and the House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy. What a triumvirate that is, huh?
God. I got to vomit.
It's all G's. Grassley, Goodlatte, and Gowdy.
These are all Republican dickbags, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I don't know Goldblatt. Who the fuck is that? Is he a shithead?
That Sessions, however, said there's no second special counsel.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
For now.
Imagine, you're Hillary Clinton. You're sitting. Do you think Hillary Clinton sits around when she's talking? Well, I don't know if her and Bill ever hang out. She's like, you know, Bill, did she call him Bubba? Look at his nickname.
No, I don't know.
Hey, Bubba.
Probably a couple other names.
Hey, Bubba, have you ever thought that I've been investigated more than 9/11? The fucking fuck. It's true, right?
In one only.
Yes. In what?
Benghazi only. The email, add the emails onto
Fuck.
It. The Benghazi commission went on longer than the 9/11 commission.
That should be enough for us all to hate the Republicans just for their stupidity. How fucking stupid.
I'm just looking at some of the comments here. This is from Fox News, so the comments are going to be good.
Oh, yes.
God. The expand Gitmo. Gonna need room for all those Democrats.
No, fuck you. Expand this, dickhead. Why don't you go waterboard
Gitmo.
Yourself?
They want to send Democrats to Guantanamo Bay.
They're idiots. Dude, the Russians are cyber fucking us, and we're not doing anything about it. We're not.
This guy says, why should we have to abide by laws if the top officials don't have to? They're mad at Sessions.
Oh, God.
Because he's not putting out arrest warrants for
God.
Obama and Holder.
What do you Republicans want? You conservatives. Nothing is ever good enough for you. Do you realize? I mean, how if you're a dickbag, racist, homophobic conservative, shouldn't you be head over heels for Schittler? Shouldn't you be happy as fuck? He does one thing that pisses him off. Boy, he's like, ah, fuck you.
Sick of AG Sessions running interference for the deep state. Fire Sessions. Bring in Rudy or Trey Gowdy. Can you imagine Rudy Giuliani?
That's not crazy.
Attorney General.
That's not crazy. I mean, what? I'm just trying to think of the other appointees in the cabinet.
Well, sure.
What's wrong with that? They got that guy who's going to be in charge of the CDC who wanted to promote abstinence only.
It's really hard to get worse than Sessions.
DeVos.
For that role.
Rick Perry from Dancing with the Stars. You know what I mean? I mean, he's in charge of our nukes.
Then there's a little battle going on. Just a sane person responded to that guy and said, the rest of America is sick of you conspiracy nuts.
Yeah. Totally.
Then the pile on to that guy.
Yes.
And yet here you are on a conservative website. Go away. No one asked you to come here, snowflake.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, let's see who's a snowflake.
Oh, then here's another sympathetic mind.
Yes.
Conservative website. Isn't Fox supposed to be fair and balanced?
Hey, let's compare Fox and MSNBC. Let's do it. You know, MSNBC is full of snowflake liberals. Imagine if Rachel Maddow would have taken her partner by the hair, drug her down the steps, and beat her. That's what Bill O'Reilly did. I don't know what my point is.
This Republican says snowflake, adjective used to describe someone still crying after Hillary's win melted away. Yep, that's you. I know you came here to get the truth. Thanks for admitting it. And then this person responded,
fuck you.
But you're the ones that are still crying over Hillary. The foundation, uranium, email, Benghazi. Right, right.
Hillary, the election was stolen from her by Russia, and all you dickheads that don't know how to vote for your... Fuck you. Hillary didn't win. Trump is president. Shut up.
Craziness, craziness, craziness. So Jefferson Beauregard Sessions saying, well, yeah, we got somebody looking into it.
You know, all those people vote that you just read all those stupid comments. All those people go to vote.
Sure.
How depressing is that?
If they're American.
Yes.
It is a Fox website. So,
right. You
know, could be some bots, some bot action. There's a lot of that going around.
Right.
God, is World War III starting? Israeli stealth fighters fly over Iran.
Are they invisible? Can you see them at all?
I can't even see them.
You remember that? Trump is like, he gave all those speeches about how it's impossible to see that stealth fighter. He literally thought it was invisible, like Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, he even said something like, you could be right up next to it and not see it. And it's like, that's just not true. It's black. It's a giant black airplane.
And if you listen to the speeches he gave about that, I mean, he talked about that in three or four different speeches.
He's so dumb.
And the way he really honestly believes you can't see them. You can, by the way he talks about them, he's like, you could be right up next to him. You can't even see him.
Oh, they're stealth. I just bumped into something. Like Star Trek when they, the whale one, when they park the Enterprise on the ground in that giant field?
No. They, before the nerds start tweeting in, they
park
the Klingon dreadnought down there in San Fran.
I forgot about that. I apologize.
And it was not, and it was Romulan technology.
Well, yeah.
Did the Klingons stall?
The Romulans had it first.
Right.
For their warbirds.
Well, the Klingons are more powerful than the Romulans, right?
I don't know. I think the Klingons were more immediately dusting up with the Federation, but I think the Romulans were equally as nasty.
Do you believe the conspiracy theory that Spock is half Romulan, half Vulcan?
I never heard that.
You never heard that?
Are you making that up right now?
No, I'm not. Honestly, I think he's half Vulcan, half Romulan. Tweet us that crab diving. Somebody knows that.
His mother's a human.
Somebody tweeted in who shot JR. Surely you know about
his
Spock
mother was
out
human.
There.
She was on the show.
Who? Yeah, she was Kirstie Alley, right?
No, that's Savick. But back in the day, it's bullshit. His mother was a human.
Well, I thought somebody's part Romulan.
That he's half human, which is why he struggled with the emotions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He wasn't a pure Vulcan.
Right.
He was a mudblood.
um
The in Stormy Daniels news.
Yay!
Stormy weather.
Right.
A federal judge rejected a motion today by adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
To depose Donald Trump.
Damn it. Come on. I want that.
Michael Avenatti, her attorney, said he plans to refile the request once Trump and his personal lawyers file their formal response to the lawsuit. Avenatti put in a motion requesting two-hour depositions of both Trump and Cohen, argued that both are expected to file papers forcing the case into private arbitration to hide facts from public view. He said, we expect this any day.
So we're not going to get to find out about all the details in this fucking case.
Well, if they totally win.
Right.
It'll go to arbitration. And arbitration is such bullshit. That's total fascist corporate America bypassing our justice system. Because they, a lot of companies, one of your parts, something you have to agree to when signing on with the company is that you're not going to sue the company for anything.
Oh, yeah.
You go to arbitration.
Oh, okay.
And part of the arbitration deal is an NDA.
And who's the arbiter?
Well, it's an independent arbitration person.
Oh, I see. The company hires, right?
Right.
They pay him.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yep.
Lovely.
Oh, they're totally.
I'm sure everybody
unbiased.
Has our best interest at heart. Great. Damn.
The let's see. Trump and Cohen had stated their intention to compel arbitration. They have not filed it yet.
Okay.
But the judge said if such a petition were filed, a number of the questions raised may be answered in the petition, thus limiting the need for discovery on this issue. If such a petition is never filed, plaintiff's motion is moot.
Yes.
Accordingly, plaintiff's motion is premature and must be denied. So he's like, it's too soon. He didn't say, no, we're never going to depose Trump and Cohen.
Right.
But he said, right now it's too soon to file for that.
No shit.
They first have to file for arbitration.
Wow.
Which I believe was part of the NDA.
Okay.
Was that she, in the agreement, agreed to go to arbitration and not take it to court.
Damn.
It's just evil bullshit.
It's bullshit,
man. Yeah.
Right. It's no. He made, hold on a second. Stormy Daniels had to sign an NDA after she fucked him.
Yeah.
God. That's insane. That's
because
nuts.
She fucked him.
That's crazy.
In response to fucking him, she had to sign an NDA.
Trump, wow, what a warm guy.
Well, in exchange for $130,000.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Who the fuck did we elect? God, guys, you fucking idiots. Trumpsters. The fuck?
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
You know,
George.
That's the quote of the century, right? I mean, after he said Trump gave that crazy fucking
his
inauguration
shit.
Speech.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Some weird shit.
He captured it. Is Bush going to paint Trump's feet
the
at
review
some point?
Of, the review of the inaugural address, right?
Yeah. You think Mike Pence ever calls up Bush? He's like, hey, do you think you could come over and paint my feet? I might be into that.
Who?
Mike Pence calls up George Bush.
Oh,
I want to get my feet painted.
I don't know if they're friendly.
You don't think they're friendly?
They probably are. Pence was an
evangelical fucknut.
Pence was a congressman at the time, I think,
right.
When GW was in.
Oh, okay.
Or that might have been when he's still a radio asshole. I'm not sure.
Oh, God. I forgot.
He's
a radio asshole.
Pence, yeah.
Damn.
Right wing nut job radio.
God, hey, the Republicans, they sure know how to find like really quality candidates.
The there's all kinds of other stuff going on in the news.
Yes.
I'm just scanning through. I thought I saw another Alex Jones.
Oh, awesome.
Let me look through that. But meanwhile, let's talk about Laura Ingraham.
Oh, yes. What's up, Nazi?
Being raked over the coals now.
She's vile.
Because David Hogg, a student activist and Parkland massacre survivor.
Yes.
Had tweeted something about being rejected by four colleges he applied to.
Yes.
Even with a 4.1 grade average.
Damn. He's got a point. How do you do that?
AP classes and
oh, you get more.
Yeah, yeah.
What college?
I think it's some bullshit.
Yeah, what college is turning down this kid?
Well, it was California USC colleges, UCLA.
He's got a 4.1.
But they're, I think the reasons they gave was there's no room.
Oh, okay. So everybody has a 4.1 at USC, whatever the fuck, where he applied? God damn. People are smart.
I'm not sure. I thought it had more to do with a we don't have.
Oh yeah,
we don't have room for you kind of deal. But
right.
I don't know that that's true or not. But so he tweeted out. I'm trying to find his original tweet.
Is it true that his alternate school is Trump University?
That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's right.
It was a Daily Wire story.
Boo.
About how David Hogg, one of the organizers for March for Our Lives, didn't get into UC Los Angeles, UC San Diego, UC Santa Barbara, or UC Irvine.
Right.
Despite his 4.2, excuse me.
Oh, shit.
GPA.
Right.
And Laura Ingraham tweeted the story. And then tweeted, David Hogg rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it.
Fuck you.
Parentheses, dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA. Totally predictable given acceptance rates. Close parentheses. So she got his GPA wrong, too. So she's taking a swing.
God. Why? Why? What, well, Laura, why would
she's
you...
She's a garbage person.
Yeah, you are. You're a shit monster, to quote...
Since February 14th mass shooting, Laura Ingraham has said the Parkland, Florida students should not be given special consideration on gun policy, saying that their pain and loss is being exploited. She told her viewers that the student walkout on March 14th wasn't some sort of organic outpouring of youthful rage, but was nothing but a left-wing anti-Trump diatribe.
Guys, Laura, I don't know. What is her point that she's shitting on these kids for getting organized and protesting this shit?
Well, yeah, she's in the they're being used by George Soros.
Oh,
and
by the leftist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. By people that don't want to see their school shot up.
And that these kids just want to become famous. That's Alex Jones's vibe, too.
That is horrendous. That's so offensive. So fucking offensive.
Laura Ingraham also blamed mental illness and broken or damaged families for the shooting.
Yes.
Not the gun, of course.
Right.
Yeah, hours after the Parkland shooting, she defended AR-15s as being so safe.
Is she on LSD?
And she's used the Parkland survivors to call for more attention to anti-abortion protests. Why aren't they focusing on all these anti-abortion protests that are out there?
Oh, my God.
Then she tweeted this shit. David's sister Lauren,
yes,
responded. How low are your ratings, Laura Ingraham, that you have to start attacking my brother's grades to get attention? If you ask me, he's more articulate than you and has far better character.
Bam,
man, that's real low even from you, coming from a 14-year-old. Please grow up.
Right, God, good for that kid. Good for that kid. She's right.
And then she tweeted to Melania.
Oh, shit.
Hey, FLOTUS, my brother is literally getting cyberbullied by Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
Any comments?
Do something about it, Melania. God damn it. That's a good fucking point.
And then David Hogg finally launched a new crusade Hashtag boycott Ingram.
Yeah.
Adverts.
Right.
He tweeted, so Laura Ingram, what are your biggest advertisers asking for a friend? Someone helped him out with that.
Yes.
And now there's a list of Laura's advertisers out there. And
there's a lot.
They're already dropped. Some of them are already dropping.
TripAdvisor dropped.
Nutrish, that's Rachel Ray's dog food.
I didn't know Rachel Ray made fucking dog food, man.
they're dropping out.
Yeah.
I think there's Bear Aspirin, you said?
Yes. No. Bear did not drop out. Aren't they evil as fuck?
Oh, no. He tweeted to them.
Yeah, they did not drop out.
Angela Carusone is a president of Media Matters.
Oh, okay.
For America.
Hell yeah.
Tweeted, FYI, Laura Ingram has two really big name sponsors right now. The biggest ones with the strongest association are Liberty Mutual.
Yes.
And Bayer.
Right. Arby's as well.
Liberty Mutual. The Ingram Angle is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Liberty stands with you, they said.
Yeah.
And Bayer, which owns Claritin.
Yes.
Says the Ingram Angle is brought to you by non-drowsy 24-hour Claritin. Live what? Claritin clear.
What is Arby's commercial? I mean, did that strike you as funny?
Arby's is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, Arby's. What do they say? Come get a big roast beef sandwich and watch Laura Ingram.
Although this guy did say, just a general word of caution, be careful with advertiser lists unless you really know the source they came from and how they were compiled.
Right.
Pulling accurate, up-to-date advertiser info is a big effort, and it's important that you always work from accurate and thorough sources.
I'm looking at this list from Medium. Media Matters.
That's him.
Yeah.
So I would trust that list.
Yeah, that's a shit. Dude, that's a shit. And he's got, this guy's got all the, how many Expedias on there? God damn. Magic
so,
pillow.
Today, guess who tried to slither back her comments?
Oh, yes. Someone sorry.
Nazi human impersonator, Laura Ingram.
Did she ever apologize for the Nazi salute?
No, she says crazy libtards to even think that's what she did.
You can't see.
You
got to
watch
this.
It. It's beyond question. She stops.
Yes.
Stiff arm.
Right.
Salute.
Yes.
And then starts waving in a different direction.
Right.
So today she tweeted, any student should be proud of a 4.2 GPA, including David Hogg. On reflection, in the spirit of Holy Week,
right,
I apologize for any upset or hurt my tweet caused him or any of the brave victims of Parkland. For the record, I believe my show was the first to feature David immediately after that horrific shooting and even noted how poised he was given the tragedy. As always, he's welcome to return to the show anytime for a productive discussion. So
that Laura Ingram said that.
Yeah, she's trying to.
Okay,
she's trying to claim some high ground or whatever.
Laura, people like you, that's not you. You do not treat these kids as victims from these shootings. You say they're crisis actors. You say they're liars. You say they're looking for attention.
I don't know that she said they were crisis actors.
Yeah, but people like her,
oh, sure,
and those fucking assholes, they can't rewrite history. You're fucking assholes, and you're atrocious. Shove your apology up your fucking ass. You know why? Because the damage is already done. Because people like you, when you say shit like that, you embolden nutballs to do bad stuff to these kids.
Yeah.
It's you. Why apologize? It's meaningless.
Michael Savage compared March for Our Lives protesters to Hitler Youth.
Oh my God.
And the Khmer Rouge.
What? God, Michael Savage, you suck. Eat more McDonald's. Smoke more cigarettes.
Michael Savage, he's this guy, right? The one from New York who talks like this.
He honestly, dude, he's one of the worst ones. We did a story for previous episodes of this podcast. Go to crabdiving.com. He said that he wants to bring back, if Trump's elected, he wants to run the new House of Un-American Activities. He said that.
You're kidding.
No, he said, we did that story.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, Michael Savage.
Fucking Michael Savage.
Yeah, yeah. I want to bring back the new House Un-American Activities Council, and I want to run it.
Yeah, great.
You don't want to listen to any of this guy, do you? I mean,
who is this?
I just Oh, God, you stupid brats, you. You know nothing about history, nothing, zero, because you've been brainwashed, he says.
What? Hey, what do you know, you fucking genius? What the fuck do you know about anything? God, what's wrong with these people?
It's coming to a head right now. When I yesterday talked about that old crackpot, the 90-something-year-old retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who says it's time to get rid of the Second Amendment, the alarm bells went off for me, and I explained to you in some detail, before everyone else in the media did, why, A, it's a bad idea, unconstitutional, and why it can't happen legislatively. Well, it's by definition constitutional if we repeal a constitutional amendment.
Right, right. Yeah.
You fucking moron. That's like saying repealing prohibition is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
You fucking moron. It's not.
It's a definition of constitutional because you're going through the process in the Constitution.
Right.
Some people would say.
If they tried to pass a law that said we're taking away everybody's guns, nobody gets to own guns anymore, that yes, that's unconstitutional.
But otherwise, it's constitutional as fuck.
Right.
It's fucking constitutional.
If they go through the process and 2/3 of the states, blah, blah, blah,
right,
amend the Constitution, that is by definition constitutional.
Oh,
you
yes.
Fuck.
Yes. By the
Good
way.
God, these people are stupid.
Just to clear something up from earlier, David tweeted in, Spock's mother was played by actress Marjorie Lord, who also played the wife on Father Knows Best. She also did a nude scene in the movie Lost Horizon, apparently.
We'll be Googling that.
Thanks for the info. Marjorie Lord.
And legislatively, I spent a lot of time on it. But today, when I show you these pictures of this pile of guns seized from normal citizens in Cambodia after the communists took over, it will open your eyes to the danger we are actually in.
So he's going to go back and show you a picture of the guns that were taken from people in communist Cambodia.
You know what's crazy? It's like people like Michael Savage forget that David Hogg was shot at.
Yes. Maybe.
But
he was there, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. Well, I thought he was.
Well, I don't know exactly where he was on the campus. He may have been in the building in under the actual line of fire. He may have. I don't know.
But
that.
It's about
but it doesn't
kids.
Matter.
It's about kids being shot
right.
at.
Right.
That's what they're talking about. I don't understand.
Because it can happen here. And you say, well, it'll never happen here. Well, the part of it that will never happen here is we'll never give up our guns. That's number one. I don't care how many millennials come to me with smiley faces and smiley emojis.
I don't care. Listen to this guy. I don't care how many kids come at me with smiley faces and smiley emojis.
How many packs a day do you think Michael Savage smokes? I think he smoked more. Smoke one more.
I don't care what they say. They're not getting my gun. As he said. As he said, the great Charleston Heston, out of my dead hands, my dead cold hands, because you're not getting it any other way. You stupid brats, you. You know nothing about history. Nothing. Zero.
Wait.
Because you've been brainwashed.
You stupid brats, you.
He's quoting. He's talking about history and quoting Charlton Heston.
Sure.
That's the only historical figure you can quote the relevant thing.
You goddamn dirty apes.
Oh, sorry. It's another great quote from Heston.
Get your
Watch him in the Ten Commandments underplaying Moses.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. The guy's parting the Red Sea and he's overplaying it.
I think he could.
Yes.
With overacting.
Get your damn dirty hands off me, right? That's his line from Planet of the Apes.
Get your hands off me, you goddamn dirty apes.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. What a talent.
Take a look at the picture of the Mountain of Human Skulls. Preceding that, the roundup of guns from the citizens.
So he's talking about Cambodia.
Do you think, but, I mean, was that Parkland School in Cambodia? I mean, is it the same context? Do we live in the same context?
Skipping.
We're ignoramuses. They knew nothing. Very much like the thugs in the streets as a counter-revolutionary. These were peasants. The children were peasants. They were ignoramuses. They knew nothing. Very much like the thugs in the streets that walk around and beat people up for nothing. They're very dangerous. They're an army. And someone is going to ignite that army. Obama tried to ignite the army. That's why the other day he said he'd like to have 1 million a million little Obamas. That's probably one of the most nightmarish things I ever heard in my life.
Of course it is.
If we had a million little Obamas, we'd be a mountain of skulls in this country.
These people are so stupid, so fear-mongery.
Yeah, yeah.
And just so dumb.
You know what's funny? If you asked me, this is a total, like, you know, fantasy sci-fi thing. If you asked me to all the people I encounter in my day, would I trade them for a clone of Obama? And most of the people I would. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure.
Seems like a decent, smart dude, right?
He's an exceptional guy. I'm going through people in my life right now. Would I trade them out for a clone of Obama? It's not a lot of people I wouldn't. Not you, Kate. Not you.
Laura Ingram also said that San Francisco and other sanctuary cities have hypodermic needles in the streets and human feces all over.
Oh, fuck you. They make it, they want to make the, you know, cities seem like you got AIDS falling from the sky or something like that. This shit everywhere is just, I live in a shit storm of literal shit.
Insanity.
One time I did see somebody, you know, and it's poverty, man. You see somebody shitting outside, it's because they can't shit inside.
Oh, that was on my block in Koreatown, in front of the
liposuction clinic.
It was a plastic surgery clinic.
Yeah, yeah.
In the bushes, you said the guy was taking a shit.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Listen, I don't know.
God bless America.
Yeah, there's no God. There's no God. There's no hell, apparently. How the fuck can the Catholics come to work one day and just announce there's no fucking hell after years of beating people with rulers? And, like, isn't your whole faith based on the fact that if you don't follow the rules, you end up burning in, like, a sea of flames or some shit like that?
Unless you're Catholic and the Pope says there's no hell now.
God damn. I can't believe that's not a bigger deal.
This will come as a shock to you.
Shocker.
Us Magazine has a report.
Yes.
That, I mean, sit down, people listening, because this is a bombshell.
Boo.
Melania Trump has grown increasingly despondent over life in the spotlight with scandal-plagued husband Trump and wants to flee with her son, Barrett.
Why doesn't she get a divorce? Oh, my God. That would be so fucking great. Do you know how entertaining a divorce would be? Right now?
The headline at the Us Magazine says, Melania Trump is very, very unhappy with her life.
What a shock.
I think we talked about this offline maybe, but...
crab diving offline conversation.
It says... it's 11 miles from the White House to Andrews Air Force Base and via a Marine One, the helicopter.
Right.
The journey takes minutes. Even that brief amount of time felt too long for Melania Trump on Friday. According to the White House official schedule released the previous evening, the First Lady was slated to travel on the helicopter with her husband.
Yes.
From the White House South Lawn to Joint Base Andrews, where Air Force One would take them to Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach.
Right.
Again, on our dime.
Yeah, how much does that cost? That's so much money.
The president would stay for the weekend, and she would return after 12-year-old son Barron's week-long school break. When departure time came, however,
yes,
Melania chose to take a motorcade, her own motorcade, to the base instead.
Right.
Getting stuck in traffic and everything. So she's like, fuck it. I'm not riding in the helicopter with that asshole.
Yeah. And do you think the limo's nice?
To take the same plane.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't even want to be. So wait a second. Trump gets there early. He's on the copter. Then what does he do? Wait for his wife to show up in the fucking car?
So this cost us even more money. Because they hate each other, and she had to take a separate car because she won't fly in the helicopter with him.
Our government isn't functioning. I mean, Melania, listen, I get it. Oh, my God, I get it. I bet it sucks sitting in a... I don't want to get in a helicopter and fall out of the fucking sky, I'll tell you that much. I understand. I'd take the motorcade, too. I get it.
The last-minute itinerary change doesn't seem to be a whim, however, but a direct response to events of the prior evening... On the night before, former Playboy model Karen McDougal gave the interview
I wish it was McDoodle.
Gave the interview on CNN in which she detailed her 10-month affair with Donald from starting on June 26, 2006, right. 3 months after Melania gave birth to Barron. Shit.
Karen McDougal seems cool. You know what I mean? I think she seems cooler than Stormy. Who do you like best? Like, who seems like the nicest? What do you think? If you had to rank.
I guess McDougal. From the interviews I saw, she seems like a, I don't know, just a nicer.
I'm going McDougal, Stormy, Melania. But it's not.
Melania might be very nice. Who the fuck knows?
She's in, and imagine her circumstances.
Right.
She's married to Hitler. You know.
She thought she had the life. In Fire and Fury, go to crabdiving.com/audible, download that shit, listen to it.
Yes.
In Fire and Fury, it says that she was despondent when she found out that he won because she just wanted her life of being a rich lady, going out and doing what she wanted, having lunches and shit and...
Dude, she was a society person.
Yeah.
And now she is going to be known as the wife of a fucking fascist.
She's automatically reviled by a bunch of people because she's married to him and shredded. She may have good intentions with the cyberbullying thing. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. Well, do something about it.
But look who she's married to. No one will ever take her seriously.
Melania, you have an opportunity to stop cyberbullying. Doesn't she have a staff of people?
Sure.
Well, go get them.
We pay.
Get him to do something.
She's doing things.
That 14-year-old. Listen, go right to that 14-year-old. You do what she says.
Cyberbully.
Yeah. Go look after these Parkland kids.
She's got to get those burner phones when she leaks to the press.
Yes. Oh, yes. You think she's the one leaking?
I called to leak. Hello, I called to leak.
Damn, so it's still weird, that story. I don't understand that. So Schindler gets to the plane so soon because he takes a helicopter. But then you got to wait an hour for her to get there in the fucking car?
Well, she may have left earlier, or who knows? I mean, they may have had a time that they were shooting for to take off, so she might have left before that.
It's just funny to me that Donald's sitting around just waiting for his wife to get there on the car. He's like, the fuck is the point?
You know, where the fuck is she?
Just leave her. She don't want to go with you. Just let her stay in the White House. Leave her alone.
And what about the clips of early on? This is last year. With the two of them walking down a red carpet and he tried to hold her hand. She swatted it away.
Yeah, like, get your hand off
don't
me.
Don't fucking touch my hand. She hates him.
Dude, Matt, you know, he
The spokesperson for the First Lady, Stephanie Grisham, says, Melania's focused on being a mom and quite enjoying spring break at Mar-a-Lago while working on future projects. A source to Us Magazine, who knows Melania, says that Melania is horrified that all eyes are on her relationship with her husband and it's not an easy time for her. How could it be?
Right.
As much as she loathes him and despises him, it still drags her into it.
You know, Melania, I'm sorry.
Bullshit.
I'm trying to feel bad for you, but like, think of all the shit your husband said about Bill and Hillary and all that crap about their fucking relationship. I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, again, what is she, you know?
Did she, I mean, I don't know. Is she nice?
She may be. It sounds like before the book, according to the book, it sounds like before that they didn't even see each other. And what we're learning.
It's probably great.
And we're learning he told Stormy and McDougal.
She doesn't care.
Really, who? Oh, yeah, Melania.
Yeah.
You know, the woman who just had 3 months ago had your son.
Yeah. You think the deal was Melania was like, listen, Donald, I don't really want to be married to you, but I've heard from doctors that the genes you have inside your sack are so amazing.
Years.
Please get me pregnant. I want to raise a kid from your loins.
It had nothing to do with the billions. Stormy said that he told her that they have separate rooms. They sleep in separate rooms. Because she asked him, she's like, what's up with the wife thing? Aren't you married?
And
he's like, oh, what? Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. We got different rooms.
Who? Oh, Melania, sure.
Right.
Another family insider.
Yes.
Says that her emotional state is even worse. Quote, she is very, very unhappy with her life. If she could, she would get away from Donald and just be with her son.
Well, I mean, just do it. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. Nobody believes you guys are in love. Just hang out at Mar-a-Lago. Spend more tax dollars. Who cares?
At the gridiron dinner, Trump, in a rare moment of levity,
yes,
had some jokes written for him.
Oh, God.
Apparently, and was uncharacteristically self-deprecating, even.
Okay. Jeez.
Said, during this gridiron dinner on March 3rd, Trump said, so many people have been leaving the White House.
Right.
Now the question everyone keeps asking is, who's going to be the next to leave? Steve Miller or Melania? This is not a bad joke, to be honest with you.
That's a great joke. That's funny. God.
From Us Magazine, Melania has increasingly shown her anger in public gestures. Her March 23rd solo motorcade wasn't the first. She pulled the same move February 16th when the alleged McDougal affair first came to light. The First Lady's trip to the State of the Union address January 30th, shortly after first news of the Daniels affair.
Oh, God.
Was also by private motorcade, breaking with White House tradition. She didn't ride with him to the State of the Union address.
It's right down the fucking street.
His big gig that night. And it's tradition that they ride together. And she was like, I'm not riding with you.
I don't want to be in a car with you, Donald.
Who is Stormy Daniels?
It's right down the street, though. What a waste of money. Isn't it right down the street? It's the White House to, what are they, Congress or something?
Yes.
They got to take two fucking motorcades. God.
So there you go. Melania, I know it's a big shocker and we're all aghast.
Shocker.
And
well, someone asked her spokesperson what the future projects are. I'm just curious. I don't know.
Divorce?
Yeah.
Separation, divorce, yeah.
Right.
I'm just looking at some of the other tweets here against Laura Ingraham.
Right. Oh, what a horrible.
David Korn, Mother Jones said, Laura, you're a parent. This is pretty deplorable.
Yeah. Oh, good fucking point.
Joy Reid, the awesome Joy Reid from MSNBC, said, can't imagine why any adult would make fun of a kid over college rejections, let alone a kid who's been through what the Parkland kids have. Well, David Hogg, really any of these kids would be welcome in my class at Newhouse SU. I guess that's where she went to college.
Right.
Any college would be lucky to have them. And people are saying that next semester, probably a lot of these colleges will be breaking their necks to try to get him.
Of course.
Because they like young leaders and activists and people of accomplishment like this.
Hey, David, come to crab diving. You want to do a show with us? Come on. What the fuck? Come to Crab Diving University. Go to Trump U. Why not go to Trump University?
Go to Trump University.
Wasn't the day that he took office, wasn't he paying out a settlement for the Trump University bullshit? Something like that. God, our president's trash.
And again, for a microsecond, try to imagine one porn star.
With Bill?
With Obama.
Oh, my God. Fuck off. That's unreal.
They'd be closing the schools.
Oh, please.
And everything. It would be a national emergency for the Republicans.
The hate against Obama from the right is insane. I mean, yesterday, we played that bullshit from that fucknut racist, Joe Arpaio, saying when he's a senator, he's going to look into that birther shit some more.
Right.
That...
And got applause.
People clap for him. Who are you that you're clapping for Joe Arpaio? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Chris Evans, the actor, tweeted.
Who is that?
Captain America.
Oh, shit.
Tweeted, what is the purpose of this tweet? What is wrong with you? Are you actually proud of this? Regardless of your political beliefs and motivations, this is how you choose to present yourself. You must be so sad, angry, and scared. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
The reason they are attacking kids is they are scared shitless that the kids are going to win.
They know they're fucked.
They're not attacking the issues.
Right.
They're laughing at the kids.
Why don't they? Yeah, exactly. Why don't they engage in the fucking argument?
Right.
That's what it is. You're right. Is that really Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Imagine a Why is Tommy Lauren on our radar?
I don't know.
Because she's a young college person who became YouTube famous for putting out political views. Why the fuck should we listen to her?
If that's your
argument.
I have no fucking idea. And it's sad. Hey, Chris, I wish you were for real. I wish you really were Captain America. We need Captain America. We need something like that, you know? We need Black Panther to be real. We need Wakanda.
Wakanda?
Wakanda, damn. Please, Wakanda, save us.
Oh.
What's that?
That was the wrong button.
Oh.
It was supposed to be Toto Africa, but
oh yeah,
for some reason I got the cow. here we go. I think Kate's stoned out of her mind.
Fucking high right now. She looks high, man. I know she's sitting there.
I'm envious. She yeah, is.
Right. Hey, Cher.
Kate looks stoned as fuck.
Cher with the class.
Maybe we do half a pill next time, Kate.
Oh, okay. Kate, not us. All right.
Well, he told me to do a full pill.
Right.
And if it seems like she gets too stony, it can lower it down to a half. So
she's okay, right?
She's
okay.
Fine. Yeah. She's just stoned out of her gourd.
She is. What is she staring at?
No.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Yeah, yeah. We need Lily Tomlin, too. Run for office.
More Lily?
Why not? No, no more actors. No more actors. No more TV personalities. No more fucking reality stars in our goddamn government. I want that amendment. I want that amendment to the motherfucking Constitution.
I don't care if they run for something a little more local. I just don't know that necessarily. Although Al Franken.
Yeah, that's true.
Al Franken was on Saturday Night Live. He was Stuart fucking Smalley.
Did the Russian
and he
bots
was a great senator.
Attack him? Did the Russian bots attack him? God.
Sure.
I feel like I fell for that kind of. Damn it. Fuck, well, that you know, sucks.
There's a little bit of overreaction.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
On the
it
liberals
was.
Part. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
But this one's kind of funny, so I've already got a bunch of stories for tomorrow. This one, this guy is this might be from Jim Baker's show.
Right.
This clip, I'm not sure, but it looks like the set behind him, but it's this other pastor's clip.
Oh, okay. He's a guest host.
He might be.
Show.
I think it looks like they're set in the background.
Right.
Frank Amedia. I think we've talked about him before.
Frank Amedia.
He's the pastor who claimed that he prayed and stopped the tsunami all by himself.
The tsunami from back in the day that, what country was that? Indonesia?
He said he was awakened March 2011 by his wife, who told him their daughter was in Hawaii and in imminent danger of being swept away by the tsunami that killed more than 20,000 in Japan. Remember, they were expecting it to hit Japan. They didn't know, or hit Hawaii.
Is this Fukushima?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The tsunami and the earthquake and the whole nine yards. He said he immediately leapt out of bed, turned towards Hawaii, and declared, "That tsunami, stop! It cannot touch Hawaii! That is my inheritance! This is my child! As a prophet of God, I command you to stop now!"
That's my inheritance! God, so let me ask you something. What's his name? Yeah, I love that.
Frank Amedia.
I like that gesture you're doing. Do you think that was what he did? When you pray to God, or your Jesus, or your sky god, or whatever bullshit, do you have to do what gesture? Do you do jacking gesture?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Does it come with a physicality? Is the prayer enough?
Well, Moses had to spread his arms to make that water part and shit.
God, there's no hell. I'm still getting over that.
That command. Well, then he took credit for it.
Oh, okay. God. What about being pious?
He called his daughter, told her, "Look in the ocean, and you'll see an angel stirring in the waters. The angel will hold back the waters. The waters will pull back, and they will recede and go the other way."
Wow.
And then, you know, science happens, and the wave depleted by the time it reached Hawaii, so they had a small little tsunami, a little storm surge on? There, but they didn't have
what drugs? Peyote,
Christian money.
Oh, okay, that's some strong shit. I can't handle that.
And then he said,
"What crap? What crap? Who fucking believes this?"
So here he is now. He's got a new prediction.
Yes. Okay.
Here is Frank Amedia.
Boo.
Tsunami Lord.
Oh, is that what his name is?
That's what I'm calling him.
Oh, the Tsunami Lord. I love that.
Lord of the Tsunamis or something like that.
I am Lord of the Tsunami.
Tsunami Whisperer. Mm. Frank Amedia. Here he is.
Remember when they had the tsunami in Japan? They had the earthquake and the tsunami?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this is Jim Baker's show.
Oh, I love it. This is a good.
Because Lori is even adding her support to this guy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They had the earthquake and the tsunami?
Yes. Yeah.
And my wife wakes me up at 6:45 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I guess we get to hear the story again.
And she says, "You got to pray." I said, "I pray all the time. Why are you waking me up?" She said, "Our daughter, Carissa, is on the island of Kauai over in Hawaii." I said, "What's she doing there?" "Her husband took her there for their anniversary, and the tsunami's headed there, and they said it's going to hit the shores in 15 minutes. And she just called, and she says, 'Tell Dad I love him. They're taking us up in the rocks, and I don't know if I'm going to talk to you again.'" I said, "What?" I got up, and I said, "Which way's Hawaii?" Now, remember, my hair's tossed. My wife turned.
I was all messy. I still had a night boner.
Do you have a night boner?
Me and says it's that way. I said, "Are you sure?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "If I be a man of God, the prophet of God, I command now that that tsunami stop, that it cannot touch that Kauai. That is my inheritance. That is my child. And as the prophet of God, I command you to stop now."
Yes.
Wow. I said, "Get on the phone."
Wow.
She calls my daughter. She's climbing.
I'm surprised Lori's panties aren't flying across the stage right now like Elvis.
Yes. Oh, yes.
How is everyone so fucking dumb? Oh, my God. Who believes this shit? By the way, Night Boner, was that an X-Men? Is that a guy in the Marvels?
It's a superpower.
I'm not Boner.
Stop now.
Yes.
Wow. I said, "Get her on the phone." She calls my daughter. She's climbing up the mountains, and I could, I said, "Honey,
that?
Turn and look now."
It's apparently them. And them hacking their way through the brush to save themselves.
What is that noise? Is that what that is?
I guess so.
God, this guy.
Now, remember, my hair's tossed.
I went too far
back. My wife turns me and says, "It's that way." I said, "Are you sure?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "If I be a man."
God, what if she turned him in the wrong fucking direction?
So is this guy?
She could have fucked that up and killed all of Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, wait. Is this guy responsible for the meltdown at Fukushima?
Well, it had already happened.
Oh, okay.
If his wife had woken him up a little earlier, maybe he could have aimed towards Japan.
Hey, dickhead, why didn't you stop the fucking
meltdown? He could have stopped that.
Fuck your inheritance. No offense, fucknut, but the goddamn, that was a tragedy. You could have prevented that?
Man of God, the prophet of God, I command now that that tsunami stop, that it cannot touch that Kauai. That is my inheritance. That is my child. And as the prophet of God, I command you to stop now.
Yes.
I said, "Get her on the phone." She calls my daughter. She's climbing up the mountains, and I could, I said, "Honey, turn and look now. You don't need to climb anymore." She said, "Why?" I said, "Just listen to me. Turn and look now." I said, "Look to the right. You will see an angel stirring in the waters. He will hold back the waters. The waters will pull back, and then they will recede and go the other
way. Please clap. Please clap."
She got it on video. And the water stopped.
Wait a second. Hold on. We had to give her Lori reaction there.
Wait.
Sorry, I made you laugh.
Can I understand? Just so I understand.
Yeah.
His daughter called him to pray.
No,
His
wife told him, "You need to pray." He said, "I do it all the time.
Oh, I see.
My hair's messy. My teeth are out and I'm hard."
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, she said, "Our daughter's in Hawaii.
Yes.
There's a tsunami on the way." He said, point my dick in the right direction.
Oh, okay.
And he commanded it. He called the daughter on the cell phone, where she was apparently somehow scaling a mountain to get away from the tsunami. And he said, "Look over to the direction of the tsunami, and you're going to see an angel."
If that indeed happens, your daughter must be like, "God, my dad called me again. He's telling me about an angel in the water, and he's praying for me not to get I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I think my dad's fucked up. Or
she was in Hawaii with her girlfriend?
Yeah, she's like, this guy is out of his fucking mind. He's got a night boner.
Pull back, and then they will recede and go the other way. She got it on video.
Mmm.
And...
Is she Chewbacca? Is she Chewbacca?
Are you still breathing?
God, she is, yeah.
Is she all right? Yeah. Okay. I just waved my hand in front of her face and she barely moved.
Damn, she is high as fuck.
Okay, Kate, we're going down to half a pill next time. Here's the rest of it. She got it on video. Now I want to see the video. I want to see the angel.
No, she got it on video. The water just doing whatever. You know what I mean?
He said it's on video. There's an angel there.
No, you can't video angels. That's part of the fucking... They're invisible. They're invisible like those planes Trump was talking about.
Got it on video.
Mm.
And the water stopped. Mm. And they went the other way. You want to hear the end of this one?
Yes.
You're going to laugh again. God laughs in heaven.
Yes.
So when I release the thing about Donald Trump... Right? And I say he has a breaker anointing. Don't you know that all of that, those publications that love to bash you and me and all of us that move out there, what do they say? The tsunami pastor says Trump has a breaker anointing. Well, guess what?
I'm not sure what a breaker anointing means. I think the Lord has jizzed upon Donald Trump.
No.
And now he can break dance.
No, what I think... He's referring to the water, right? A breaker anointing. A breaker is a wave.
But Trump he's talking about is a breaker anointing.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Trump has a breaker anointing. No, now he's flipped to Trump.
Oh,
he's got a new prognostication about Trump.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I got you. Yeah, these people.
Trump has a breaker anointing. Well, guess what? I was right about the tsunami, and I was right about Trump. To God be the glory.
So God be the glory.
You know, I'm just thinking about... What you said about Fire and Fury, how the book starts, and they're all like fucking upset that they won. You know, the presidency, Trump and all those guys. Imagine now all of a sudden, you know, his base, they're all these vile evangelical dickheads. And now Trump has to deal with them all the time. That's got to suck. Does he want to hang out with
Amedia has served as a volunteer Christian policy liaison for Donald Trump's campaign.
This guy who's talking about he prayed a tide in a certain direction.
Yes.
Bleh, bleh. We are in a crisis. We are in a fucking crisis. We got this is bullshit. This guy's like, he says there's an angel in the water saving you from a fucking tsunami lord. This is horrible. God, man. Fuck you if you voted for this Trump. You're a dick.
Oh, he's nuts. This is from last year. Frank Amedia, also on The Baker Show.
Yes.
From last year. This is one of his prophecies.
Right.
About Trump.
I was talking earlier about how God spoke to me. He said, I have given our president a gift. Mm-hmm. He has a gift of wisdom. And people say, well... Yeah, everything goes wrong. Everything.
So God calls up Jim Baker.
Yes.
Puts down the phone from Pat Robertson.
Hi.
And closes his Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, yeah.
With Jerry Falwell Jr.
Sure. Hi, can I speak to Jim, please?
He's
this is
like,
God.
Oh, yeah, get me Jim on the line.
Yeah. Hey,
and he tells him that Trump,
right?
And people say, well,
is specially anointed.
Earlier about how God spoke to me. He said, I have given our president a gift. Mm-hmm. He has a gift of wisdom. And
wisdom.
People say, well, yeah, everything goes wrong. Everything goes right. He's in there going into the swamp to clean the swamp. They say, you know, once you get into that swamp and you're in the alligators up to your whatever, you know, they say you forget that your job was to clean the swamp. Well, I don't think he's forgotten. They won't let him forget. Yeah.
The Lord won't allow him to forget. When
dear Lori,
oh my God!
Oh, you think Jim got mad at her for
I missed
the
it.
Lord? He won up Baker. He said the Lord won't allow him to forget.
Oh, and yes. Lori better fucking... Listen, Lori, let me explain something to you. The main man here is Jim Baker. Yeah,
you better not forget that shit.
Yeah, don't get fired.
Forget that your job was to clean the swamp. Well, I don't think he's forgotten. They won't let him forget.
The Lord won't allow him to forget. Mm. When I first received that the anointing of God was, his hand was upon this man in June of 2015, I didn't know him.
I wasn't really the president. This guy,
yes,
this guy,
co-founder of Touch Heaven Ministries.
Touch Heaven, that's creepy as fuck.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh yeah, this is to everyone involved speaking here. Please fuck off. Like you're all garbage. This is not true.
I'm not going to go on with this. But
It's good though. I mean,
it's a longer clip though.
Well, I'm really fond of him. It wasn't like I disliked him. It's just that all we knew of Donald Trump was the press.
Right.
You know, this glamour guy that was living high in New York City, and we didn't really know his wisdom and his understanding. And but the Lord said to me, I've given him a breaker anointing. And that's designed from the beginning of time.
Like, Lori knows what the fuck. Who the fuck knows what he's talking about?
Lori,
breaker anointing.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, did you share your tramadol with Lori Baker?
But Lori seems like she's way. Kate's not responding right now.
She's like, I'm not sharing this shit with anybody, baby.
Breaker anointing.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Pat, that's some stupid fucking bullshit, probably. God, imagine the Pope has the nerve to say there's no fucking hell. Are you kidding me? These religious people.
I don't know. There's all kinds of things about the breaker anointing. It was a book, I guess.
Like the secret.
The breaker anointing.
I got your breaker anointing right here. Imagine you spend your whole life preaching, you know, you better do X, Y, and Z. You're going to burn in hell. So sorry, guys. There's no hell. Oopsie. Fuck off.
Micah 2:13.
Yes.
The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head.
What? At their head?
The Lord's, somebody's got head.
Boy, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound rational?
One of God's names in the Bible is actually the Breaker. A breaker anointing is a catalytic deposit of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, yes. Deposit it right here, baby. Give me your catalytic
right in the eye.
What does catalytic mean?
I'm sorry, I've got pink eye because I just received a breaker anointing.
I am so sad. I am so tired, and I'm so tired of being tolerant of all this religious shit. It's bullshit. Please fuck off.
This type of anointing will break through every obstacle and hindrance to the furtherance of the gospel.
It shakes every shackle loose that holds individuals and the church back from coming into their destiny and inheritance.
That word again.
Yeah, inheritance. Guys, you don't have to believe in God. It's all bullshit. If the Pope comes out today and says, listen, sorry, there's no hell, I was wrong. I mean, doesn't that tell you that if they're able to say hell doesn't exist, snap of the fingers, doesn't that, what you believe in doesn't exist. It's stupid. I'm sorry. It's crap. Listen to this garbage. Just listen to this fucking garbage, please.
It's all very scary. And, you know, believe what you want, but don't make us believe it.
Believe what you want.
We don't have a problem with you people believing this, but don't make me believe it, and don't pass laws to make us believe it.
This fucking guy's advising Cheeto teats. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Skipping.
All of everybody's pocket or purse, right?
It's so awesome.
He's not dumb.
Did you skip to that point? Is that the point you skipped to?
Not on purpose. Yeah.
God, now you're making me believe in Jesus. God must have guided your mouse to that point.
I'm
that's
backing
amazing.
Up a little bit and see what the context
that's
is.
That's phenomenal.
Here.
Everybody. Now, isn't that dumb?
Fuck you.
Isn't it dumb to have a president who can talk to the people with a machine in all of everybody's pocket or purse?
Oh, he's talking about the Twitter, that they're criticizing Trump for being on Twitter and... They're talking about how genius it is.
Oh, God. Nobody's a genius
it's
here.
It's so awesome.
He's not dumb. God spoke to me in the night and said, I gave the president a gift.
Yes.
Of wisdom. It's not of himself.
How terrifying is this? We've talked about this before. This anointed prophetic God imagery
that means he's infallible, giving
this asshole, this the antithesis of every Christian moral value that I was taught in 12 goddamn years of Catholic fucking school. Is what these people believe in.
If he's anointed,
and is Trump.
Right. If he's anointed by God, then they're saying it's God's will for this Muslim ban. It's God's will to not renew the DACA thing.
All of it.
It's God's will to not have an assault weapons ban. Is that it?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Take it, Jesus. Shove it up your ass.
Jesus would have loved him some AR-15.
By the way, I got to tell you. This the performance Lori Baker is turning in is fucking good.
But I've given him wisdom. Do you believe that?
I absolutely believe that.
You've known the president. You've been with him. You know, but here's the thing. Most politicians tell you what you want to hear. You said the other day that you believe he's a true shooter, and there's reasons why. Do you remember? Yes. Do you remember that?
Yes. First of all, if you have wisdom, it comes with discernment. Mm. We know discernment's a gift.
This guy, why is this guy?
She's a great audience.
This guy is explaining to us how the fucking world works.
Yeah.
And he's a delusional lunatic. He's a moron. This guy. He's got mental illness.
So this man has had discernments since he was born, and he's honed that skill. When I've been in his presence, it's as if his eyes look right through me.
What? And he's studying, is he talking about Donald Trump?
Because he's not paying attention to what you're saying. No, his eyes are staring right through you because he's not listening to your bullshit because he doesn't believe. He's lying.
He's sucking
evangelical Willie and Man in the Boat
to try to
pander to you assholes, so you'll do this shit, so you'll keep your ninnies riled up and somehow present Trump as some fucking God-anointed savior.
He's into, pussy and filet-o-fish sandwiches. I can't think of any. He's into bullying women around, you know, and probably being a big pain in the ass at McDonald's in the drive-thru. You imagine this motorcade comes to him, he wants to order one. Give me one of everything without the bun. How does he eat that without the fucking bun? Does he use a fork? Or his tiny little hands touch the filet of fish with no bun? It's just all greasy and nasty. Tartar sauce is everywhere. What a fucking nightmare we're stuck in.
I use the grease to masturbate with.
Kate, you're ignoring the show.
Kate's ignoring everything right now.
She's sitting there.
She's really stoned out of her mind. If you're just tuning in, Kate, my dog.
Right. It's not a person that works in the studio.
Has some arthritis issues.
Not right now.
We went to dog hospital today. And she received some medication.
Yeah. Hey, good job.
She seems to be enjoying it.
Good job, vet.
Here's a little bit more of this asshole.
Your eyes, your face. And what? Some people think he's impetulant. Because he steps ahead. So he gets bored with the idle talk that is nonsense. And that's why he'll tweet and say something like, and put names on people.
Yeah.
Which I sort of like. A lot of names have been put on me.
Yeah.
But he
oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This guy's nuts.
It's out front because he doesn't want to waste his time.
Right.
And that's his management. He discerns. Mm-hmm. And so your question was, you know, does Donald Trump really think things through and how is it moving? I believe he receives downloads that now
he's receiving downloads from the Lord.
Okay.
He's like Teddy Ruxpin downloading the latest song to play.
At the very least at this point, we can say this Teddy guy Ruxpin is ill.
Does anybody understand the Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin, he's that weird little fucking...
It was a little bear that was computerized. Yeah, okay.
Right? Everybody knows that. Yeah, okay. Dang, I mean.
It's terrifying.
I'm out of my mind. This is dumb.
It is.
This guy right now, we have this guy who's advising the president, at the very least at this point, he just said Trump's getting downloads like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
Yep.
You remember that movie?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to learn how to fly a helicopter in eight seconds.
Trump? Is Donald Trump fucking Neo? Is that who Keanu was? Who was Lawrence Fishburne? He was
Morpheus.
I believe Morpheus. He receives downloads that now he's beginning to understand come from God. There was an awakening that happened in him in this election, and this humbling that happened to him right after I prophesied on your program in October that what would happen on election night. Then all of that stuff came out, that garbage. And most of the body of Christ was shaking, and we know he had some humbling moments. I rejoiced because the prophecy I gave him in Super Tuesday in Ohio as he was getting on his plane after we were done with the rally, I said, Mr. President, the Lord says that
this man has the ear of the president.
It's terrifying. This is this thing with this dude. There are two possibilities. Number one, he believes it's garbage and he's mentally ill and he needs to be in hospital on some fucking drugs. Or he's just a fucking crook. Or he's a crook. He's lying and he's a snake oil salesman. Neither of those options are reasonable for a guy who's advising the fucking president. This is a nightmare. This guy's a loon. Or he's a fucking, you know... He's a Sith Lord fucknut. Who knows? God. All this bullshit he's talking about. What the fuck?
I think that's all we can handle with this guy.
Yes, God.
Frank Amedia.
Hey, have fun talking to nothing. Your imaginary buddies in the sky, Frank. Jesus Christ. How much money does this guy make being a preacher? A shit ton, I imagine.
Oh, sure.
Disgusting.
Sure. And he's got the ear of the president, or he claims he has the ear of the president.
God, good job, Lori, though. That's some good ones. When she says, that's awesome.
Home furnishing seller Wayfair has joined in canceling their advertisements on Laura Ingraham's show.
That's right.
And you know how, you notice how...
Laura Ingraham's a Nazi.
She, once a couple of advertisers started dropping, then all of a sudden she felt the need to apologize on the Twitter.
But hey, don't you really... You're telling me you don't believe in all that shit you said? So she doesn't believe in what she said.
Who, Laura Ingraham?
Yeah, she doesn't believe in it.
The apology, you mean?
Right. No, I mean, what she originally said about David Hogg and all these kids.
She still stands by that. Are you kidding me?
Your apology means nothing.
She's a conservative. They lie. They cheat. Whatever they're going to do. She's a Republican.
It means nothing. And by the way, we should pressure these companies to start advertising on her fucking shit show anyway. You're anti-Semitic.
We've got a new story out of our Congress.
Yes. Ugh. Blah, blah.
A group of House Democrats now is calling for the FBI to investigate Jared Kushner.
Yes. Is this ethics thing with Qatar and all that shit?
This is leaking classified information to a foreign power.
Oh, fuck.
In a letter addressed to FBI Director Wray today, six lawmakers demanded the president's son-in-law be questioned over allegations in recent media reports that he gave Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman secret information.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine one hint of this about Hillary Clinton and the world ends? It's fucked up.
We request the FBI open an immediate investigation to determine if these reports are accurate and to explore the extent to which information and sources may have been compromised.
God.
The letter said that Kushner may have shared information from the president's daily brief on which Saudi royals... U.S. intelligence agencies deemed to be loyal on which... on which Saudi royals, U.S. intelligence agencies deemed to be loyal to bin Salman when he visited the capital in Riyadh last year.
So he's given the briefs to the Saudis.
So we got information from our spooks about some of the Saudi royals that are loyal to this guy.
Okay.
Which by definition means we also have information on which Saudi royals are not
Right.
This is the guy that had his relatives thrown in prison last year. Remember, there was this roundup of the royal family, and they put a bunch of them in prison.
I remember
He's usurped power from his father. He's sent his mother out of the country.
Right.
He doesn't want his father talking to his mother because he's worried it's going to undermine his power play that he's going for to try to take over. And he's a giant Kushner suck buddy.
So allegedly, Kushner is giving the daily brief to this guy.
Part of the daily brief that said who's loyal to him and who's not.
Well, here's the upside. At least someone's reading it. This guy's reading the daily brief. I mean, Schittler doesn't write.
The letter from the congressman says, if these disturbing reports are true, Jared Kushner likely leaked classified information to a foreign power.
And imagine, maybe there's a reason the FBI didn't clear this guy for a high security clearance. Imagine. I mean, Jared, they're making the case. You're making your own case against
a lot of looking at Jared now. I think probably ultimately Trump's just going to try to fling Jared under the bus and say,
he did all this Russia stuff. I didn't know anything about it.
He's probably jealous. Jared gets to sleep with Ivanka.
It says here the letter came just days after House Democrats asked the White House counsel Don McGahn to provide the findings of an internal inquiry into any connection between Kushner's meetings with executives from Citigroup and Apollo Global Management and his family's business, which subsequently received $500 million in loans from the two companies.
That's a lot of money, right? I mean, you know, God, $500 million. Here's a loan for $500 million to save your shitty fucking building in Manhattan, right?
There was a report from The Intercept.
Yes.
That Mohammed, they call him MBS, Mohammed bin Salman.
Right.
Had bragged to members of his entourage, as well as his counterpart from the Emirates.
Yes.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed.
Oh, wee wee.
He said that Kushner is, quote, in my pocket.
Oh, my God. Good job, guys. Good fucking job. Nice.
Bin Salman told the Washington Post he never said that.
Yes.
And denied that the president's advisor gave him any names of Saudi royals, because we know he wouldn't lie about that.
Oh, of course not. Everybody's above fucking board. God damn.
On March 14th, 25 House Democrats called on White House Chief of Staff John Kelly to dismiss Kushner amid reports that a number of countries were looking to manipulate the 37-year-old. Remember, we learned about that, where they were like, hey, I think we can manipulate this guy.
Oh, yes. Manipulate this.
Say, hey, we're looking at investing in some shitty real estate in New York.
Insane. How do you keep track of all this shit?
It's dazzling. Hopefully, that's why.
Right.
That's why. Oh, we got to go. Holy fuck. That's why Mueller has 20 people working.
It's Mueller time, baby.
Yeah. We got to go, everybody. Holy shit. We're going long. Thanks for joining us back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel for Faithless Friday. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to Twitter at Radar Comedy, Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
Scroll guard is disposable.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.